And you ever sit around, you be like, yo, I should just give all this shit up. Should just quit everything and just go square, just go straight. Once you get those thoughts, you get those thoughts in your mind, that's the devil trying to sway you the other way. Just do what you gotta do. You know what you have to do to succeed. So just do it, I mean. Get off your ass. Go get a couple dollars. I mean, and fund anything you got going on. I mean, but don't quit. One thing, you don't quit. But don't make that first priority. Keeping a couple dollars in your pocket priority. Being able to pay some bills. No man is a man till he can pay bills. That includes me. That includes everybody. So, I mean, we about to pay some bills. Yeah. I'll be right back with y'all. All right. Now that that's done. Yeah, first and foremost, see what a lot of us creatives do. We focus so much on the creative, we forget that it's other responsibilities and shit that gotta get done on the side. Like, I mean, and you might have to go, I mean, it's called sacrifice. You gotta make a sacrifice. I mean, because if you focus solely on your creative, you ain't never gonna make no real money. Especially as rappers, we make pennies per stream. So you gotta really be popping or find another way to make some money on the side. You know what I mean? And that involves getting a job. There's nothing wrong with going out and getting you a job, young man. Like, for all the young fellas listening, because sometimes what happens is the young teenagers, they hear the entrepreneur and they see entrepreneurs that's in their 40s, 50s already, that's already established, and they be like, yo, I wanna be like that. That person don't work. And they don't work. Assuming that that's the process, like, all right, I ain't gonna work for nobody else, I'm gonna work for myself. But within working for yourself, where's your funding coming from? You need funding to come from somewhere. You stop working, then you don't have no lights to come home to. You don't have no, you feel what I'm saying? You can't. You have to work. You have to take care of yourself. Your image is everything, first and foremost. So you have to make sure your image is intact. You can't do that without any money. You feel what I'm saying? You can't get people to buy into your story if you don't got no money. Then I'm like, nigga, fuck I'm listening to you for? You ain't got shit going. You feel what I'm saying? You have to have something. You have to have something. You got to be an example. You have to be a man. That's a part of being a man. I mean, and sometimes you might just have to hear from somebody else. But you got to hear it and you got to know it and you got to make it happen. And you got to make it possible. Because at the end of the day, that's what America is built on. I mean, can't survive out this motherfucker without a dollar. Period. It's not gonna work. Trust me. I tried it. For real. But kids is always gonna get bigger. My daughter always gonna need fucking Pampers. She's always gonna need food. That's not gonna stop. You know what I mean? And when these batch of Pampers run out, I mean, you gotta get out and just do it. I mean, but first and foremost, you got to take care of yourself. The people that's still in school, kids that's still in school, try your hardest to go straight to college after your senior year. Like, straight to college. Get that 4 years out the way, man. Because I'm telling you, people like me that try to go back later on in life, it's like you don't have that same adrenaline. Like, you just, like, you fresh out of school, you go straight to college, you still got that school on your mind. You just was in school a couple months ago, you right back. I mean, you got it on your mind, you still fresh, you still in the wave of things. Like, and if you gotta take a year off, take a year off, but get back as soon as possible. I'm telling you, like, because it's worth it in the end. You know what I mean? It's a tax break on your taxes. Why not get paid to go to school? Go to school. Get a trade. If you in eighth grade and you trying to figure out what school you want to go to, go to a technical school. That's the way you could defeat college. Go to a technical school, but graduate. Don't be like me. See, I went to Bullet Havens. That's the technical school in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The only one in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I was in plumbing and heating on the verge to making 40 an hour if I graduate. But me, I have this disease called fuck up a good thing-itis. And I failed right before it was time to be a senior. So I had to go to Central High School, which is the district school for my neighborhood that I live in. So it's like, It just was like, it was crazy. I had to, you know. But if I would have had that trade, I would have been a licensed plumber right now. Now, whether I would have stuck to the trade or not, I have it. I have the certificate. I have the trade. I'll be licensed. I mean, but yeah, man, get you a tree, man, for real. Get you a tree. If you gift it, stay on your craft. Stay working on your craft. Like, don't be out here just wasting the talent. Don't be out here wasting a God-given talent. God didn't give it to you for nothing. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. But you have to work to take care of yourself. You have to, I mean, you have to do it. If you're picking up a hustle, you got to do that shit every day. That's the only way it's going to work. You feel me? Yeah, we back, man. It's an alarm out there, but fuck it. This is how raw and, you know, this is how next level podcasting became. It's just raw. But listen, the moral of the story is you have to work to eat. You have to eat to survive. But while you're surviving, believe in yourself, man. Chase your dreams, man. Chase your dreams, B. Chase them. Chase them. Don't be a 50-year-old sucker like, I was the best pitcher in the world. You didn't try to play baseball. Don't be that person, man. Try and be like, yo, I tried, I failed, but I tried. Don't be, I never tried because I was scared to fail, so I didn't try it. No, be the I tried, I failed, but I tried person. That's what I'm going to name this episode. I tried, comma, I failed, comma, but I tried. And when you go through, when you know you tried, you know you tried. That's what anything. That's if you got a test in school and you try your hardest, you tried. I tried, I just don't get it. Instead of just, oh, I seen it and I just didn't try. Like, whatever. No, you gotta try. You have to try. But you feel what I'm saying? You gotta make it to where you put yourself in the best position while you're trying. Don't try and that's it. You spent your last on that. You don't have nothing else to fall back on. Have something to fall back on. Like, you know what? I got this good construction job. I'm chasing this dream. But if this rap shit don't work, I know this job got benefits. I got this. I got that. I can take care of my family on the side. You feel what I'm saying? Or I got this good nursing job. Or I got this good whatever job you got that's good. Have that on the side. It's okay. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to go to school, get a degree. It's okay if you don't go to school. You feel what I'm saying? But figure it out, because to the young world out there, y'all gonna be adults fast. And we're gonna be old when you guys are adults. You know what I mean? And hey, you might have to wipe my ass in the future. You never know. But have a great day, man. Space Social. I'm out.